time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
How's Chris this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. Hey, I just glanced over my shoulder at the digital thermometer here in studio. It says 0.0.
All right. We got nothing.
We got nothing. It's no temperature outside. 0.0. So it's rapidly warming this morning.
Yeah, rapidly. Yeah, we were at 19 below zero at one point during the overnight.
So. And there we have it. It's 0.1. We've just broken. We have a temperature again.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, when you go outside and think, oh, man, it's cold out this morning. Well, yeah, it is, but it could have been a lot worse. Yeah. It's been rapidly, I mean, I wasn't kidding. It is rapidly warming this morning. We're up 19, almost 20 degrees now this morning from the overnight hours. So, hey, enjoy the balmy weather while you can. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Suppliance. How's Kendall today?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Generally have three smooth-top electric ranges used. Got a used drop-in electric range in very good condition. One near-new gas range. Got a matched washer-dryer set. Use front load washer, use gas and electric clothes dryers. Still have that used power vent water heater that's in great working condition. Lots of new ranges, gas and electric by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, Frigidaire, and LG. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special orders such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Gas and electric water heaters are made in the United States. We deliver and install all that old leader way, and of course, service them after the sale. Freezers, chest and upright, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire, sizes from 5 to and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I don't know if you've glanced at your calendar lately, but if you're not done shopping for the Christmas holiday yet, you're kind of in trouble. It's kind of getting late. Have you done that before? You do much shopping on Christmas Eve? Ever seen what it can be like out there? As tough as it is to wait till the last minute, it's always comforting to know that you're not alone when you get out to the stores around the area. You know, there are a lot of opportunities here for folks who have kind of missed the boat and maybe aren't the most efficient of shoppers. Christmas can be quite the stressful time, but, you know, there are some pretty easy gifts that you can find for folks at the last minute. And, in fact, you don't even have to open up the, well, you don't have to go get a loan from the banker before you stop out to get some of those, too, if you do it properly. You know, we did lose that week between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. We went from 32 shopping days last year between the 2 days to just 26 days this year. So we lost nearly an entire week, which has made it kind of tough for some folks who kind of have it in their minds that, you know, hey, this is what's going to happen, and this is kind of how it times out. It does kind of seem like Christmas should still be about a week away yet, but for those who are kind of scrambling at this point to get those last-minute Christmas gift purchases taken care of, and, you know, if you're not necessarily waiting to the last minute, but it just kind of turns out that way because you just have a hard time figuring out what people want. There are a few things that folks really do enjoy, and you know, one of the first things that you can find would be things like gift cards. I know people sometimes look at gift cards and think, yeah, but that's not a very good gift. You can't wrap it up in a big box with a bow on it. Well, yeah, actually you can. It would just be a very light one. Throw a brick in it if you want to add some suspense to it. But gift cards are pretty easy, and you know, honestly, I know at one time folks would kind of look at a gift card and think, oh, well, gee, thanks. You know, it didn't give much thought to that. But, you know, how many times have we gifted and then re-gifted something because we got it, we didn't want it, and we moved it on to someone else? Or, you know, you get something and you're like, gee, thanks, Aunt Clara. And the next thing you know, you got that painted-on smile on your face. It really wasn't something that you wanted. You know it's going to go in a drawer somewhere. You're never going to see it again. Well, you know, if you do provide gift cards, things like that, gift certificates, well, you know folks are going to get something that they like. At least you know that whatever you gifted is going to be something that they wanted, something that they'll use, something that won't end up in a drawer until years later. So gift cards aren't that bad. And the nice thing is you can get gift cards just about anywhere anymore. You can get them at all kinds of stores. You know, no matter where you happen to be, in the big cities, in the small towns, many of them have gift cards, gift certificate type things. So check those things out, and that might be an easy way to kind of worm your way out of that last minute problem. You know, another gift idea that some folks really enjoy would be coffee. I don't know if you think much about that, but what do people spend more time with than that hot cup of coffee every single morning, whether they're at work or they're at home or they're on the go? A lot of folks really enjoy that. And there are so many different types of gourmet coffees and stuff. It's not just whether you're going to get, you know, Folgers or whatever other brand happens to be in the store. Now there are all kinds of different gourmet and specialty type things. And folks really, your coffee drinking has almost gotten to a point where it's almost an art as much as wine drinking is for some folks. You know, there's really something to it. So, you know, if you have an idea of what they're looking for and you kind of know what they prefer, hey, it might not be the worst gift in the world. In fact, it might be something they really do enjoy and have some quality time with. Now, as we mentioned, coffee, you know, I kind of compared it to wine. Well, that's another thing on the list of last-minute things that you might be able to pick up, too. You know, it used to be, you don't want to go out and get that $2 bottle of whatever. You know what I'm talking about. But you don't have to spend a ton of money on wines anymore either. There are all kinds of specialty wines. There are wineries, especially here in Iowa, all over, not just the southwest Iowa, but all over the state of Iowa, that's become quite a nice cottage business. And if you're interested in something like that, or you know someone who really loves those things, you know, gee, where should I go get wine? Well, you can go to the liquor store, but you don't even have to do that anymore. It's available a lot of different places, some of the special wineries and things from around the area. You can find those at a number of locations, and a lot of times they're relatively inexpensive, too. You can put together a nice basket if you want to spend some more money of some different varieties, $10, $20 per bottle and for some of these different types of wines. Folks really enjoy that. They come in all different sizes and flavors and things. Check them out. It might be an interesting way to go. Also, if you're looking for some last-minute Christmas gifts, especially for some of the younger people, perhaps, that are really into technology, I know a lot of those tech gifts can be kind of expensive. You stop and think about tablets and this and that and I this and E that and whatever else. You know, you start thinking the dollar signs are rolling around in your head. Oh, I didn't think about buying them one of those, you know, expensive gadgets. Well, you don't have to. Maybe you can look into something that they can use with those things. You know, so many of the different apps these days that they really enjoy aren't free. There are a lot of free apps out there for things, but you can buy certificates. You can specifically order certain things, different types of apps. You know, some of them that they really like that do cost money. And those would be something, too, whether it's an app that provides different gaming for kids or some type of educational software that might go along with that, those types of things. You know, it might be something that they might enjoy. You can buy e-subscriptions to a favorite magazine or a book or something like that, too, that they can download and enjoy. So, you know, the nice thing about the last-minute gifting of things like apps and stuff at Christmas time is that they're going to download them. They can do that in a matter of minutes. They can have that gift right there in front of them. So, you know, maybe those types of subscription type things might be something interesting too. So if you're sitting here stranded, oh no, it's the last day. What am I going to do? You know, there are a lot of great ideas. And as I say, a lot of those ideas are things you can get right here locally too. You don't even have to run around. So check out some of the local stores. Neat thing about Christmas sometimes is folks maybe, especially the guys who don't go out and do a lot of shopping, sometimes discover some new stores that they like. And sometimes they're right down the street from you because you have to. Time is of the essence. So good luck. Have fun. If you're not done, enjoy that late Christmas shopping here as we get down to the final few hours. I'm just excited because we're just a few hours away now. Later on today, you know what starts? 24 Hours of a Christmas Story. That's my favorite time of the year. Kendall Warren, tell us more about WNS Appliance.
Got lots of refrigerators by Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Got over 75 units in stock, good selection of models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load. Sizes with tubs up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers. They are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. In addition to that, they have 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Got lots of dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, built-in and convertible portable. Got some closeouts on some select models, and of course, we do install the dishwashers that we sell. just all have a great Christmas and a good New Year from all of us at W&S Appliance. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Merry Christmas from us here at KJAN as well. We hope that you have a great time with family and friends tonight, tomorrow, whenever your family gets together over that big meal or the exchange of gifts or maybe the trip off to your local church services here to celebrate the day. We hope you have a great time and make some great memories. That's why I love 24 Hours of a Christmas Story. I won't be able to be with my family here this week during the Christmas holiday here during Christmas, but we always had that movie on in the background, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, so just being able to watch it a couple of times makes me feel like I'm right back there with them again. Great memories. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.